Sarah from KiraWilliamsFitness.com, and it is July. We are in the heat of the summer, and this time of the year, we might not be that hungry. Frank says he's hungry all the time. This is in fact true. The dog could eat anytime. Anyway, really, Frank? He's been quiet this whole time, and as soon as I start talking to the camera, he decides to bark too. Anyway, we move on. So it's July, and it's the summer, and we are just not as hungry, and that's okay. I truly believe that our body understands nature. We our bodies are nature. And during the winter, we hibernate. And there is not as much food in abundance. Other animals go hibernate, so hunting isn't like something that we could do back in our primitive days. Being able to seek different kinds of produce is just not in abundance the way that it is during the summer. The summer is like bountiful. And so during the winter, we think about it more often. We start craving those comfort foods, which comfort food is going to be more energy dense foods, potatoes, heavy meats with higher fat content. Those are like those warming foods that we crave, but they're also high energy foods because our body goes into that storage mode during the winter. And so during the summer, we're out of that storage mode. Our body knows that with nature, it's a time of bounty, and we are able to get access to a lot more produce. There's more animals out and about, so it's easier to hunt. And our body, being that our body is in fact nature, our body knows that. And so even though we have technological advancements nowadays that doesn't require we can go to the grocery store and get whatever we need, and we don't have to hunt and gather anymore, our bodies are still in tune with nature. So that is, in my opinion, why we are just simply not as hungry. But also, there are other mechanisms that are going on in the body that makes us not as hungry as well. Eating definitely, because it speeds up the metabolism, it ramps up our body temperature, and we're already hot already. And so there's multiple mechanisms. But the point is that if you are experiencing digestive distress, there are a lot of different things, a lot of different ways that we can approach this. And it's, dependent upon, your body, because this is going to be like one of those kind of one size fits all situations here that we're going to talk about today. But know that you are an individual, you are biologically individual from everyone else, you are different from everyone else in terms of your lifestyle, in terms of your needs, in terms of your history, in terms of your genetics, et cetera, et cetera. So if this kind of generic information that I give you today is not helpful and you want to get to the bottom of this, reach out to me. And we will go through some stuff. We're gonna go through all of your information. We'll do a whole intake, and we will get to the bottom of what's going on and try to work through a healthy eating protocol and healthy lifestyle protocol that will help you no longer experience this, so that way you can feel great and look great and achieve all of your other goals. So, and reach out to me, Kira@KiraWilliamsFitness.com. Anyhow, so let's get into this. So with, this is just, these are going to be some different things that you can do to help improve your digestion with specificity to it being summer months. So the first thing, and this is actually not specific to summer, the first thing that you need to do when it comes to any kind of digestive remedies is to slow down. Because we have two stages or two parts of the there's the parasympathetic nervous system and there's sympathetic nervous system. So in the autonomic nervous system, we have those two parts, those two limbs. So we've got parasympathetic, we've got sympathetic. We've got parasympathetic is going to be rest and digest. It's that chill mode. And then the sympathetic nervous system is fight or flight. It's, you know, stress. And so when we are more in that stress state, then our body, there's a lot of different things that our body is physically incapable of doing that we need it to do to be able to digest food properly. So we always want to slow down and we want to eat in that parasympathetic state. So, you know, if you just want to take a moment to like look at your food and take it all in, smell it, see it, and, you know, kind of express your gratitude mentally for it, that's a really great thing that you can do before you just dive in. But slow down and your body actually begins to start that digestion process when you simply smell the food. We start that saliva that we create that has amylase in it, and that will actually help break down carbohydrates. And so literally smelling that food, getting that mouth to like water, that is part of the digestion process. That's actually the first part of it. So slow down. And then the other thing too is like when you slow down, you feel, you know, am I still hungry? Am I still full? So you'll be able to gauge when a good cutoff time is for you to stop eating, so you're not force feeding yourself. But then also too, you know, it's summer. If you're just not hot, don't force it, okay? Like you'll eventually get hungry, so you don't need to force yourself to eat. The next thing is to eat more seasonal produce. Even better if you can eat local seasonal produce. During the summer, we've got avocados, we've got beets, we've got berries, we've got okra, we've got corn, we've got cucumber, we've got all of these wonderful different seasonal vegetables and fruits, and we can consume those. And so another really cool thing about nature is nature understands when certain vitamins are going to be more helpful for us. And like beta carotene in carrots, right? Or vitamin A. These things are actually protective to our skin. Well, that's great because during the summer, there's usually more sun. You know, during the winter, we're going to get a lot of vitamin C, which is a really great immune system boost. So eating seasonal produce, it's coinciding with nature. Our bodies are nature. And then also because this produce is like, it's really cooling. It's really hydrating. And that's what we kind of need right now. So one of the other things that I was going to say is what I recommend is consume more cooling foods. And so this is kind of a principle of Ayurvedic medicine, that being it's an alternative medicine system that's I believe originated in India, but eating cooling foods, cooling herbs, can be really helpful this time of the year. Think like mint, cucumber, watermelon. Obviously these things are, you know, there's a lot of water in watermelon, hence the name, but cucumber, what's more cooling than a cucumber, right? So mint, all these things, they are meant to kind of help cool the body. And that's a huge principle in Ayurvedic medicine, which has been around for thousands and thousands of years. And it's just a way of utilizing food to help not necessarily, well, heal and nourish the body, basically. And then also you can take certain supplements that will help you with digestion. And this is really great advice for any time of the year, not just summer. There's a couple things. Digestive enzymes, our body naturally makes these, but as we get older, our body is not as efficient at making them. So you want to do a full spectrum digestive enzyme that has amylase, which helps break down carbohydrates, protease, which helps break down protein, and lipase, which helps break down fats. So you want a full spectrum. And if you're curious about a specific recommendation, feel free to reach out to me. I'll send you a link to what I take. But anyhow, so digestive enzymes, especially with any larger meals. And then the other one, and this is like a case by case basis kind of thing, but hydrochloric acid. I have done a hair tissue mineral analysis and come to find out my body does not do a great job at making its own hydrochloric acid. So I have to supplement it. And I take two, you have to gradually take more. That's a whole other story for another time. But anyway, you want to take that with your larger, especially protein meals, and it helps your body break down protein more efficiently. However, like I said, this is a very case by case basis because a lot of people already have too much stomach acid. And so doing the hydrochloric acid would not necessarily serve them. So in my recommendation, reach out to me. We can do a hair tissue mineral analysis and dive a little deeper on this and determine if doing the HCL supplement would be beneficial for you. And then the last thing is just make sure that most of the food that you're consuming is nutrient dense, because here's the thing. This is a budget, right? So let's say you're at a 2,000 calorie a day budget, or you're a $2,000 a month budget. You need to pay your rent. You need to pay your electricity. You need to pay your car. You need to pay your car insurance, right? And everything else is just like extra. I mean, I know we all have more bills than that, but like, you know, think about the necessities. And then you're like, well, I'm not going to buy shoes, even though I want to buy shoes. I'm not going to buy shoes because I have to spend $1,600 on all of my bills. And then I need to figure out if I have, you know, what I can do with those $400. Do I need to buy some protein powder? Do I need to book a hair appointment? Do I need to buy my dog food? Okay, then maybe I shouldn't buy those shoes. So you have to think along the lines of a budget, right? So if you have a 2,000 calorie day budget, then you want to maximize, you know, I want to eat my fruits, all my vegetables, all my protein. I want to get all my healthy fats in. And then what's left, you know, that's where you can kind of like, oh, I want some chocolate. Oh, I want some chips and salsa. Budget the good stuff in first. And so, you know, during the summer months, if you are just not that hungry, and normally you eat 2,000 calories a day, but you're just really not that hungry and you're really only consuming like 1,500. You need to maximize those 1,500 with as much nutrient dense food as possible. So that way you're getting all of the vitamins and minerals and great micronutrients that your body needs. So like I said, if you want to attack this with me, then please reach out. Kira@kirawilliamsfitness.com. We will go through all of your information and put together a plan that is right for you. So I'm here to help. Please reach out, and thank you so much for watching and listening.